Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy ain't talking. Hold to the show, man. Stairs and the sauce with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a motor. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if it did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like another city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the peak. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever, and cute as can be. You can watch a YouTube review for free. Aye. This one time for the Twitch. Aye. This one time for the text. Aye. This one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Hello, Leroy.
Hello, Tobin.
How are you this morning?
I'm all right.
Froggy, how are you?
I could have done without that hockey game last night.
No. Yeah.
I know your favorite, the old shorthanded goal.
Oh, wow. You know I lost my mind, right? Wait. Here's what's crazy, Marcos. I'm watching the TV, and they score. And it's a shorty, so I'm already, you know, on high alert. And I'm thinking to myself, they're shorthanded. How do they get a 2-on-1?
Turnover. Happens.
I'm just saying, you got more guys, and they end up with a 2-on-1 with three people on the ice. How is that possible?
Very annoying. Cats lose last night 5-3. Vinny Trocheck with the breaker there in the third period, shorthanded 4-3 for the Rangers. Panthers lose. We'll get more into it later on. Headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, choose over 500 new Kia models in inventory at the Sportage Sorrento and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. We will, of course, start today with the news of the day, which is the Dolphins and Jalen Ramsey. Slick Rick!
Whoa! We owe him an apology.
I don't owe him an apology.
You don't.
I don't owe him an apology. I told you. I believe Slick Rick.
I will never doubt you again.
His name is Slick Rick. Like, yeah. You get what you get.
Slick Rick. Slick Rick scoops.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, right.
Slick. That's good.
I would say this.
Why am I excited about this?
Because I mean,
here's the problem.
You like him. You like Drew.
So the problem with all this is.
Let me just give the news to everybody. Okay. The Dolphins and cornerback Jalen Ramsey. This was re-reported today by the NFL Network's Ian Rappaport. The Dolphins and cornerback Jalen Ramsey are mutually set to explore trade options, and it wouldn't be a surprise if he played elsewhere this upcoming season, according to NFL Network insiders Ian Rappaport and Tom Pelissero.
Okay. So everybody's looking at the wrong thing here. The Dolphins are in a position where they've paid two guys a lot of money. And if you want to get rid of them, you're getting pennies on the dollar. Because they're both older, one comes with baggage, and one is over 30.
They're both over 30. I mean,
they're both over 30. But Jalen
Ramsey probably got like 4 years left in him, right? Like,
right.
I don't think Tyreek.
You don't know how many years you got because you got the other stuff.
Yeah, you never know how he's going to behave.
Right. So everybody, if you're bargaining or you're trying to trade for any one of those two guys, you actually are in the driver's seat because of said reasons. Not to mention the contracts that you have to absorb. And so I think the Dolphins are in a bad spot in that, what do you do? You're not going to really get anything for them of substance. Could you just go ahead on and get rid of them and have the money, right? Have the money to be able to do other things.
You're not really going to have the money this year, though. You're gonna get hit with cap hits for the
right.
Dolphins. But the thing with Ramsey, this is what it says. Ramsey's currently due $25.1 million, fully guaranteed in 2025. He's already gotten his roster bonus, so the new team would pick up $21.1 million this year to pay him.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have any guaranteed money after this year. He just got the new deal last year, mm-hmm. which was a three-year extension, which kind of makes you feel like he probably went back to him again and being like, more guaranteed money for next year?
That's quick.
It's Jalen Ramsey.
Okay.
Do you not recall this is the man at 23 years old showed up in the Brinks truck?
Yeah.
Which, like, and to what I would say is, the Dolphins probably like, hey, dude, paid you last year, and we don't know what flux we are this season. He goes, oh, you guys don't believe in yourselves? Not a contender? Send me to one who will pay me and have another year guaranteed for me next year.
Here's the problem. Of all the teams that are contenders, who needs a corner?
Oh, I don't know. And I don't even necessarily think that he wants to go to a contender. Like, I think it's probably a money thing. It always is with Jalen Ramsey, which I'm not hating.
You know,
that's what happens when you get Jalen Ramsey.
I clearly wish I had been more like that when I played. Right? When I played, I thought, and I just had in my mind at the time, that success to me was playing with your same team with different regimes and different coaches and still being a staple of that team. And then for reasons I can't explain, they said, you make too much, we're going to get rid of you. And I'm like, if I'd have known this the way it was 2 years ago, I wouldn't have never showed any loyalty towards you.
Right.
And so, whereas I understand why players do this, and I'm not necessarily upset with them, I will say this, is that I think the league itself has built this based on the fact that, what do we get excited for when the season's over with? Who's going to get cut? Who's going to be a June 1st cut?
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to give money back? It's not ever, hey, we got this guy in the contract for two more years. Like basketball is a totally different thing. I know it's guaranteed, but you don't think like this. And so now the other side is thinking the same way. And I think there's some that needs to be fixed.
Yeah, not everybody does. I mean, there are guys who think that, but I know Jalen Ramsey don't. And I'm not and I'm not hating on
that's
him.
That's why I'm not mad. I'm not mad at all.
Like, but I think Jalen Ramsey's like, oh, it's not my fault. You guys aren't contending.
Right.
Like, you guys are in a spot where, you know, you feel like you're in flux because this deal didn't work. And that's where the Dolphins are at right now. Like, look, the Dolphins went to the table. They rolled the dice. They tried vet moves. They tried Tyreek Hill. Their best chance was 2 years ago. Didn't work out. And now the Dolphins are at a pivot point right now.
My problem with all of this, right? Have you ever met an organization that end up having success that built their team from the outside in?
I mean,
let's think about it. Okay, look at the Eagles. The last piece they added was Saquon Barkley.
Probably the last team I can think of is the Rams.
Okay.
The Rams did. The Rams.
Yeah, but they also, look what they had up front. They had a Hall of Fame left tackle.
Maybe the greatest defender.
And they had Aaron. Yeah.
But they had Ramsey, Odell, and Matt Stafford were all not their guys.
Yeah, but look at who they had. Was Whitworth there?
Whitworth was there.
Right.
They had an
offensive line that was unbelievable. Mm-hmm. They had a defensive line. Unbelievable. I'm saying. So then you could go do that, right? When you look at Philadelphia. We talk about all the other parts, but the most important thing is the offensive defensive line. When you look at Detroit, what is the first thing Man Campbell said when he went there? We're going to be tougher. We're going to be physical up front. And they built from that way out.
Mm-hmm.
This is the only team that I know that built from outside in. In the end, was average at best.
And the end, and the ends that were good, they said, "Hey, see ya, go to Vegas."
Right. So if you've watched enough football, and you watch a championship, or when it gets towards the end, they don't talk about wide receivers and running backs as much as they talk about those guys playing behind offense and defensive lines.
Mm-hmm.
So why does this team think that they can do it any different than all the other franchises that have won?
I think that there was probably a world a couple of years ago that they could have if all things would have broke their way, but they didn't.
Nope. Nope. Every team
I think they could have. Like, Leroy, look, we talked about it in the aftermath. When they had that game in Kansas City where it was freezing,
yeah,
that team literally was signing, like, pass rushers off the street. Like,
no,
that,
I know.
That team fell apart at the end. That was their chance, and everybody just kind of went into this past year. And look, to Stephen Ross's, you know, detriment is he did take care of all his guys, and none of them have worked out for him. Not the Tua contract, not the Tyreek contract, not the Jalen Ramsey contract.
I'm not going to say the Tua contract.
Well, like, he missed six games last year.
I know,
that was literally the number one fear about not paying him.
But it's his situation is not like the other guys.
They're not, but at what point when things don't work out do people talk about the situation? You know, like, you knew, we all acknowledge Tua is a good player, but he has one flaw, and that is his health.
Yep.
He is not available, and that really bit them in the ass last year. And so for the people who were skeptical about him and said, hey, have him play out the fifth year, if he was playing off of his fifth year last year, yeah, you're not maybe paying him $55 million. Maybe you are, maybe you aren't. I don't know, but probably not. So none of the bets they made on their established guys worked out for them. Oh, my goodness. Hello. 10:15 today. A little late skis, huh? Oh,
you're late.
A little late skis today, huh?
I'm hiding in the staircase.
Huh?
In the staircase.
Oh, don't worry. I wrote a ticket.
Christ,
I told her, yeah. You know what we got to do?
Wait, I banged on it for like 5 minutes. Then,
and no one opened.
So nobody opened.
Did you text anybody?
I ended up texting Marcos and I called him when he wouldn't answer.
Man.
Yeah, because we start at 10.
I'm just that is saying, fair. Like, you I'm knew we were
saying,
busy.
I'm just saying. You text at 10:10.
So Chris Cruz meeting with the media today?
1 o'clock. PM. It's not.
What is he going to say? My bad.
I would like to ask him, and I don't know how this is. I would like to ask him one question, and that would be when you look at all of the contenders, the one thing they talk about is the line of scrimmage. And you've built this team the opposite way.
What's the question? Why did you do that?
Yeah.
Yeah. The hell were you thinking, Chris Greer?
No, think about every time you turn on the TV and hear a football person talk about a team. It starts and ends with how well they protect the quarterback and how well they get after the quarterback. Every week, you may have a great wide receiver. You may have a great running back. But every conversation and every point in time, especially when it gets to the championships and the Super Bowl, they talk about the guys up front. I didn't make that up.
No, I know, but I feel like he's already addressed that this year, hasn't he? Like, he said that. With the media.
Has he already said, with the media?
Yeah, he's already said, like, obviously, you know.
No. I don't want to hear obviously, okay, because y'all laughed at us last year.
I know, but he already bit the bullet on that question. I mean, look, it's going to be on his tombstone if he ends up leaving.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever that is. Whatever he has to do to get
fired.
He's going to
have two comments. That, laughing, and F those picks.
Hmm?
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I didn't have a problem with F those picks.
No, I.
It's
listen,
just you burned out your time. That's
but,
it.
But my whole, and I've always had this problem, and I've told you this all the time, that you need some consistency up front, especially on the offensive side of the ball, when you need to protect your most valuable asset. He can't be running for his life, because guess what?
Yeah, but do you want to know something? F them picks would have worked, or it could have worked, if your second-round pick 1 year wasn't a cornerback that you took who never played, and you would have taken a lineman and put him in there.
Right.
Well, whoever it would have been.
Again, that so brings, like, that brings you, back to the same.
No, but, that, but like, it's not that F them picks couldn't have worked. I get it. You can have you if you trade for the number one player in the NFL – that's worth two first-round picks.
Right.
But when you have to take those other picks, you can't draft useless players.
Right.
And he's not good.
And what you said is actually helping my point. If he wouldn't draft a cornerback and draft an offensive line instead of making a terrible assumption.
Eichenberg's going to work this year. What? You kept trying to go back to that well? Dum-dum. And you brought him back. Why?
I told you why.
That's why Ramsey wants out.
I told
you. He said we brought back who? Eichenberg is back. Old gymnast splits.
I told you why they brought him back. I told you why.
Because they're stupid.
And think of Eichenberg as that guy who sits on the bench in baseball and is your utility player.
But he always ends up playing.
Because everybody gets hurt. That's a whole nother conversation.
Because Frank, our ringer at first base, took a line drive off the dome. Get back in there, Eichenberg.
Right. Right. That's. But everybody has on their roster one or two guys that can play multiple positions on the offensive line. You may not get to them. In some cases, you hope you don't have to. But they have those utility guys that can play multiple positions on the offensive line.
He's not Mike Mordecai, dude.
Huh?
Mike Mordecai. That's a utility player.
They don't make him like Mike Mordecai.
They don't make him like Mike Mordecai anymore. Or a Mezega. Take a break. Back with more to this.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy back with you here. 560 WQAM.
Me, not Tobin. Me.
Take you guys up until 2 on the program.
Well done.
What's wrong, dude?
Your system's getting ready to update. My system. Right.
Not the time, Ace.
No, you can't postpone it?
No, I did. I tried to. But if you accidentally hit the wrong thing, your computer's going to shut off.
Damage is done.
Mm. Yeah. Like, now?
Yeah.
Does anybody understand? We kind of do a radio show and use our computers for people to see us.
We good.
Let's just send that old update right in the middle of our show.
Have to, dude. Let's get to 50 minutes of heat here. Brought to us by our friends over at Hollywood Kia. At Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia deal in all of Florida. Get the star treatment we want to see in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them online at HollywoodKia.com. The Miami Heat, they'll practice today. They'll practice.
Practice?
Practice. Yeah, they got practice today. Around 11.
Who's all? Is everybody a practice?
I don't know. Okay. I'm worried about Pella. I'm worried about Swedish Wish.
Pella rolled the ankle, hurt an ankle. That's tough.
Did it during pregame workouts, too.
Yeah.
What the hell's going on over there?
When it first came out, I think it said, like, pregame lift.
Pregame lift, yeah.
How do you...
Can I tell you, Marcos, this is the honest truth. Baseball players, basketball...
He's mad at this computer, guys.
It just restarted!
It's okay, we can still hear you. It's fine.
So...
Looking good.
Just the simple fact that baseball players, basketball players, and hockey players practice before they have a game. It blows my mind.
It is wild.
I can't comprehend that. Shoot around, this, that. Like, holy smokes. So, I don't even know how to comprehend that.
Yeah, it's a weird one.
It's a weird one because here's the other thing. If I play on Sunday and Thursday, people start hyperventilating, so you don't do nothing. These guys have back-to-backs and shoot around in the morning and then go get shots up during the day. I'm like, yikes. Or morning skate.
Oh, punitive skate.
No, and punitive skate is worse.
Yeah, so he's the one I'm worried about. And I don't know, with Wiggins, he didn't have a good first couple of games. I'm not really worried about the shooting so much as I am the defense. Because you need somebody to stay in front of these bulls. And, you know, I would hope that Andrew Wiggins would be one of those people. But if he's got a tweaked hammy, Josh Giddey's going to be licking his chops.
Right.
You know, like those are the ones that worry me.
That is unbelievable.
What? That Josh Giddey's balling?
No, say that again. If his hammy's bothering him, Andrew Wiggins, NBA final, any NBA champion, might have a problem staying in front of
Josh Giddey. Yeah, it's tough. Pella said this from, bless you. From Anthony Chang in my hair.
Sneak attack.
It said, quote, I was lifting and just stepped and got my foot caught in something. So I just stepped on a twisted ankle and it doesn't feel great. Oof. That sucks.
Yep.
What do you think happened? Dumbbell?
I don't know. I got to tell you.
Caught in a rubber band?
I mean,
medicine ball?
I have never...
All three?
The only thing that I ever did in the gym was when I tore my rotator cuff. I played the year with it and had surgery after the year.
Mm-hmm.
But I was lifting. Just light, just tried to keep the muscle around it, and it popped. And I just...
Man.
And went right to the trainer.
Marcus Morris is back on First Take today. You guys see his take yesterday? Good take.
Ooh.
Marcus Morris. What a take by him.
It fits your take.
What do you mean it fits my take? It's not my take. If he has a take, let's not just dismiss people's takes. Okay. If he has a take, let's hear the man out. Hear what his take was, Frogboy?
Did I hear it or do you want to hear it?
If I'm Giannis and we don't get past this first round, I think I'm going to sunny Miami. Listen, it's wide open over there. You can start
three
something
sunnies.
New. No, it's a really big market.
They need
but,
someone.
You know, they need. It's wide open, right? And then
that's
you
right,
talk
Molly.
About Dame as well. Like, do both of them somehow slide to a new team and Miami?
Well,
like,
Dame originally.
How they both get to Miami?
I mean, listen.
You ain't got enough assets to get them.
Shut up, Stephen A. What a jerk.
Do Milwaukee want to blow it up after they lose? Right? You just got Kyle. You just got Kyle Kuzma. Like, if they lose in this first round, I think it's so many questions to be answered. And I know that, you know, Giannis wants to win, right? Like,
yeah, he
as
does.
Everyone bought in, like, you did lose Bobby Portis, you know, particularly in the important part of the season. He will back for the playoffs. But I'm just not sure if I'm Giannis that I want to continue to keep on trying. Like, we he got his one.
Yeah.
Right. Like, now, is it something new? Is it a new challenge? Right. Do I go to a new team? Do I go to a bigger market? I think it'd be something to see for sure.
All right.
Marcus Morris yesterday on First Take. Mm. How about that, Leroy? Mm. A Morris twin, and not the one we had either.
That'd be the first and only time you listen to a Morris twin.
I don't know. It'd be a pretty good start to his media career to me.
Say. Based on what he had
pretty
to say.
Pretty great start to me, Morris. Let's hear Marcus out.
That's all right.
How he goes, and then he's like, it's not even that he just dropped the bombshell of Giannis. He goes, Giannis and Dame.
Yeah.
I'm like, I love this guy.
They both.
I love him.
Has it been proven in Milwaukee they don't work well together? Or
you know what, dude? It might have, because Giannis has been on a friggin' tear since Dame got hurt.
Sometimes the heart, and this happened with D-Wade and LeBron. Sometimes when you've both been the star of your team, it's hard to kind of function. And like, D-Wade never took a backstage for LeBron, but he told him that, right? So that there could be clarity.
Well, he had to trick him after he yacked up in the finals.
Well, no, again, so there would be clarity.
Sure.
But everybody still did their own thing. So,
I will say, if I'm the and I love Damian Lillard, he's one of my favorite players in the league. You have to think there's zero chance that the Miami Heat are going to get involved with somebody dealing with blood clots.
Right.
There's no shot.
Well, that's the same thing I said about the injuries with other
but
teams.
You would understand specifically this.
Yes.
Like, you would understand specifically with the Chris Bosh thing. Like,
yes.
There's no shot that they
absolutely
would even go back to that well.
But one of the things that me and you would go back and forth about when you wanting to sign certain players or re-sign certain players. And I'm like, if the biggest problem was missing games, why would you sign up for that? With what you've been through.
Funsies.
No, it's not fun if they're not playing.
We'll get into it. We're going to do Red Balloon today. We'll dissect all the people.
Ooh, I got to tell you.
Yeah?
You wasn't messing around.
Thank you.
Blew them up quick.
Well, you know, you
four.
You did a coach's move where you're like, I don't even think you can blow up balloons.
No. Blow the balloons. No, 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 no.
What do you mean? No, no, no.
Why did I say?
So I got chicken lips.
I said. I go, don't you need lips to blow?
By the way, speaking of coaches, did
I love how you crack yourself.
So proud of himself. He's kind of went from fat shaming to lip shaming. Happy Lent.
By the way,
4 more days.
Ooh, what do you got? You know what? I have determined that this has been a new awakening for me.
Of how often you want to do it?
No. No. And after Lent, I will try my best to continue.
Liar.
No, I'm just saying. Listen.
You are going to go guns ablaze.
You're going to be like Patty Pimblett.
Let me explain something.
As soon as Easter hits.
Let me talk.
To be fair to me, if a couple of hams walk by.
How is that not already shaming right now?
Because it's not a specific person.
No, hypothetical shame right here.
In general, if I'm minding my own business and a couple of hams walk by.
He keeps saying it.
I'm not. What?
Because I know there's somebody.
I'm not fat shaming.
Dude, there's somebody. There's somebody.
Who am I fat shaming?
Jennifer, there's somebody. Hams. There's somebody in his neighborhood that he sees every day.
No.
He's definitely thinking about.
No.
Wait till
this. Sure
when I go to my when I'm at my neighborhood, I try not to make eye contact. Mm. Not because of anything else other than that. I don't want to Mel likes to go outside and chit-chat to the neighbors. I ain't got time for that.
Yeah, what about the drive-by? You come in the car in the community and, you know, some lady's got her dog and...
No. No, there's no...
The Lululemons are a little too...
Lemons aren't ripe yet, huh?
I should yell out the door, you need Lululus! He's already thinking about it!
Okay.
I already started by saying,
yeah, an
there's
awakening.
Nobody in my community.
Oh, yeah.
You're awakened. You're awakened.
No, I'm not.
You're awakened.
I'm telling you. Listen.
Leroy.
What?
Leroy.
I'm not going to. Right?
You're so excited. No, you're counting down the days.
I'm not counting down the days. I didn't even realize Easter was this week.
Days.
Until Sunday.
What's Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Saturday's nothing.
Friday.
Excuse me?
Friday's good Friday.
Saturday is something.
What is Saturday?
Your birthday?
Oh, okay.
Birthday.
Oh, is it?
Just say it's your birthday. Happy birthday, Jennifer.
Oh, you're the cutoff.
Of what?
Don't forget Taurus. Your favorites.
Mm. What does that make her?
Aries?
Yes.
What the hell is an Aries?
I don't know.
Is that water?
No, it's fire.
Fire.
Ah. Yeah.
Can't you tell?
That's what you need to shoot those birds. Gunpowder, fire.
Oh, my favorite element.
Hunter says when he sees George Niang on Friday, if the Heat play the Hawks, that's going out the window.
That is gone.
No, I'm not. No, because listen, he's very athletic. And it's a... Sports is a curve. And
why did you make it a curve like that?
No, why did you do that? Because here's why. Because if everybody else is extremely skinny and you're not, it makes you look bigger because you're standing next to, like, George Niang standing next to KD is going to make him look like Jerry Ball. But that's because KD's really thin.
We'll take a break here on the show.
See? No fat shaming.
What are you talking about? You slipped through three or four of them.
Who is I talking about?
That doesn't matter.
Yes, it does matter. In order to fat shame, it has to be directed at a person.
Why are you pointing at Marcos?
Because I'm not.
How? We're going to break.
Why did you do that to me?
Back after this.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you. Let's get to the Road to Repeat here, brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
your Florida Panthers. I got to tell you.
Ooh, sounded good.
I'm kind of
not so good anymore.
Retro's growing on me.
Huh?
Retro vibe.
Oh,
because
retro.
It's like a little hint of, you know, because I never, who knows what the hell liquid sherbet tastes like, right? You never drank.
No, I kind of, when I tasted it, I was like, I get it.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Grows on you. It's not very strong, so you can drink it and you got a little hint of it. So, yeah, I get it. It's like, hey, next flavor. I got it for you.
The
melted ice cream.
The Panthers lose last night to the New York Rangers, 5-3.
That game was very annoying.
Ergo, they are locked into third place. They have nothing to play for tonight against the Tampa Bay Lightning, who do have something to play. They could still catch. They got a couple left. They could still catch the Maple Leafs. Mm-hmm. Not likely, but they could. Mm-hmm. And if that happens, then, of course, they would drop the Leafs down into the Panthers series. Panthers were like, bring it on, dude. Who do you want? Lightning, Leafs. It's cats and five.
I want health.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what we got tonight. You know, I put the old feet up, and let's get ready for the real season here. We've been waiting for it. We're excited for it. And it's all happening for us, baby. But that is tonight at 7:30. You could, of course, see that right here on 560 WQM. The Panthers preview tonight, this is a 30 start?
Yes.
Panthers preview at 7 o'clock. Doug Plagans will get you ready for all the action. And K-Raj? K-Raj on the call with him, I imagine?
Yes, it will. Yes, K-Raj will be on the call tonight.
Boom. There you go. So that is your Panthers update tonight. And we will see where the Cats are at and get this thing started, man. I cannot wait for the Stanley Cup playoffs. And feels like this last 2 weeks has just been like, let's just get there already. You know, man. All the drama, all the injuries.
I would say more the injuries and trying to get guys healthy while still having to play a whole bunch of guys in a hockey game, right? It gets crazy. It's not like football or baseball or basketball where you can just sit a guy out. It's crazy how hockey even operates.
Wild. Meanwhile, on the Dolphins' perspective of things, they will be in a lot of news today as Chris Greer is going to meet with the media this afternoon, and we'll see what he has to say about the whole Jalen Ramsey scenario. As the Dolphins today get a report out there publicly from the NFL Network after Slick Rick told
That's
you this
right.
weekend. You know.
Should have known that 4 on the AP bio, it's no joke. It is no joke.
Yep. He leaked or reported first an All-Pro was going to be traded by the Dolphins, and now we know it is Jalen Ramsey, which was kind of the buzz over the weekend because, well, the Dolphins have a lot of all pros. I mean, it was going to be one of two guys, and I think the Tyreek Hill thing, they're probably waiting until after June anyway, if they are even able to move him. But he's obviously got a lot of drama he's got to address today, even with this, I know, being a draft-centric press conference. All respect to, what are you going to take, Chris? Biggest need or best player? Prospects.
Okay.
He's got some drama to address with his star wide receiver, his star cornerback, all that stuff going into this beautiful draft season, which gets going next Thursday.
Hmm.
What makes you laugh?
I just think, like, this is why have a press conference?
I don't know. Maybe he has to. I don't know. I don't know what the rules are.
But you understand, why have a press conference?
He's gonna get up there and he's gonna, you know, let us know. He is gonna, our fearless leader, our fearless football leader, is gonna get up there and explain to us his plan on how he's gonna get the Dolphins out of mediocrity. Even though he's had the chance to do that since 2016.
The first thing he should say is, it's not a short-term fix. We tried that. And things didn't work out. That's an honest, that's an honest and fair answer to everybody involved. He said, but then my question would be, but every player that you signed that had some value, they're not with the team anymore because you decided to pay outside guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
it's totally fair. I mean, they're going to go into this. I think the things that he has to address really are going to be, you have a situation right now where Teron Armstead retired. They probably knew that was going to happen. But
probably. And just
how confident are they in Patrick Paul taking over for him?
In all honesty, not the worst thing.
I agree, too.
Because
it was almost stressful,
it was,
even how good he is.
Right. As good as he was, right? The 4 or 5 weeks or half games that he didn't play, the way you had to shuffle your offensive line almost caused more of a problem than if he didn't play at all. And that's unfortunate because he was the best lineman that this team had.
You got Chris Greer when he said he's going to invest in the O-line? Because, you know, we've gotten a bad face from the jokey jokes.
Yes, going forward, Teron and I had a conversation briefly yesterday. We're going to talk again here in sometime in the next few days or week, coming weeks. But also knowing that, yeah, this will be, we're going to have to invest in the offensive line now. You know, like Kendall did a fantastic job here for a few years, and we're just older there now and win. So, yes, this is the time again like we did back a few years ago with Austin and Rob Hunt and Solomon Kinley and stuff. This is a time for us to again start investing in some offensive linemen.
Wow, what a concept. Crazy.
Mm.
How about that? He's learning, Leroy.
I mean, I would think that right now, time to graduate. Right? You shouldn't still be learning. Now, I get it. You can grow year after year after year. But that should be like the cherry being added on top.
You want
like, you get your master's, and then you love what you do so much, you go get your doctorate. But you got your master's, right? I don't want to hear 20 years into this profession that.
Do you want to hear a tweet?
Sure.
This is from Warren Sharp. Sharp Football.
Mm-hmm.
This is on the Dolphins offensive line. He writes, "The Miami Dolphins offensive line crippled the offense last year. Number 28 in pass blocking, number 26 in run blocking. Their line is the number 27 most expensive this year. It's not because they have a lot of young starters. They invested the number 3 least draft capital in the O-line since 2022. They've now lost their best offensive lineman, Teron Armstead. He graded the number 4 best offensive tackle last year and ranked number 8 in pressure rate allowed. Tackle Patrick Paul, penciled in to start, was number 68 in pressure, number 82 and 85 out of 85 offensive tackles in overall grade last year. Their other tackle, Austin Jackson, of course, suffered injury last year, ranked number 80 out of 85 offensive tackles last year. On paper, the line is worse than last year, and that's saying something. Last year, the line ranked number 32 in running back stuff rate. I don't even know what that is, but that sounds bad. That doesn't that does
stuff
not,
rate.
Stuff rate does
that
not
means
sound
that
good.
You get stuffed in the quarterback's lap.
And number 31 in short yardage conversion rate. They did not get push up front in the ground game, ranking number 26 in yards before contact per rush. Making matters worse, they ranked number 1 in offensive holding penalties, the most in the NFL since 2019. Holy crap.
Yeah.
But laugh!
Oof.
You laugh! Keep laughing at us!
I think that's where... See, in a sport or a business where no player is a guarantee, right? That means what you project him to be. I don't care how good he is. Like, you got a whole draft in next week. Cam Ward, Shedeur Sanders, Travis Hunter. Very good prospects. But there's no guarantee they're going to pan out. I think when you understand this in this profession, then you can't be that way about how things are going, right? Like, he should have been a little more reserved, understanding that, hey, we have a plan, but if these players don't pan out, our plan sucks.
Yeah.
But that's the reality of the sport. I would be more understanding about that. Say, look, we felt like we drafted a good person. It didn't work out the way we wanted. I can live with that. That happens everywhere. The team that gets those second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth rounders and it works out, for some reason, they seem to always be contenders. But it's a stab in the dark. It really is.
Karen says, Finn's so bad I might start watching Love Island during the season.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
I saw more Odell Beckham on Love Island than I did him playing for the Dolphins last year. I'm not even joking. That's not a joke.
Your fault.
Me.
It was me and you We were doing the show.
Yeah.
And we fought the whole show.
Yeah.
Because he wanted Odell Beckham. I'm like, why?
I tell you what, they threw him on at UFC. They're like, it's Odell Beckham Jr. Get him off, get him
off, get him off. Can't do it at Kaseya Center. Anywhere else, I'm sure he gets a...
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, applause, but not here.
That down here? Nah, yeah. Not so great.
Who would have known?
Take a break.
What?
You would have known.
Ah, you're a bastard.
Hour two next.